Sometimes the loudest battles aren't around us, but instead they're inside of us. Sis, what if the voice holding you back isn't coming from the world, but the one that's always with you, that's in your head? In this episode, we will talk about shifting the inner dialogues constantly going so that you can finally honor and speak to yourself with the same grace you extend to everyone else. If this sounds familiar, then this episode is for you. Hey sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you, you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us. But I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Hi, and welcome to a brand new episode of Unblocking Your Purpose. I am your host, your friend, your girl, Jada, and I, as always, excited to be here and just to hopefully share something where you don't feel as alone, where you're feeling seen, heard, felt, understood, especially as we are getting deeper and deeper into the holiday season, doing all the things for all the people, right? And in these next few episodes, I really just want to remind you that you matter, that yes, people are depending on you, but that means that you need to pour more into yourself, if that makes sense, right? So we're going to talk about boundaries. We're going to talk about our internal dialogue. That's the purpose of today's episode. And we're just going to get into some other things as we continue to push through this thing called life, all right? So with that, I wanted to get into our internal dialogue, the things that we're saying to ourselves, whether it's from maybe childhood, maybe it's from social media, maybe it's from family or friends, whatever it is, we all do it, right? And even when we don't want to do it, I mean, I've gotten to a point where it's like, I can even recognize it and I'm still in it. And I'm like, Jada, this is crazy. You need to get yourself out of this. But it's hard and we are the hardest on ourselves. And even with support groups, right? Your friends and your family that you lean on and lean into when you're struggling with things and they're there to remind you, but we still might have this nagging voice, right? So we need to kind of get to the root of that, especially if holidays may be hard for you, depending on maybe what you went through, maybe depending on how things were even as an adult and going into whatever your situation may be. Maybe it's not looking how you thought it, you know, you envisioned it to be, but it's okay. We are where we are for a reason and we can get through these things, right? But we also have to be kind to ourselves and give ourselves grace, the same grace that we extend to everybody else, but sit up here and think that we are less than, or maybe it's selfish or whatever. We're feeding ourselves, you know, when we're dealing with this. So I just want to start real quick with a Bible verse. I actually went through a few and I'm like, what really resonates with this, right? Because we want to, you know, rewrite the story in our heads, how we shift negative talk, maybe even beliefs that we've had, you know, and held on to, and then knowing whose we are, who we are, how that looks, how we show up, and how we spread that to other people, right? So the verse today is coming from 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. And I am reading out of the NIV translation. And it says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." So anything that comes in our minds that goes against who he says we are and how he has purposed us to be, we need to be like, nope, not receiving it. Even if it may fit the narrative that we're wanting to feed ourselves to make us sleep better or feel better about situations, right? We do what we have to do, but we should be taking hold of those and saying, uh-uh, not here, not today, Satan, get behind me. I'm not dealing with it. And I know it's easier said than done as I'm sitting here reading this Bible verse and I'm spending some time making this episode for you to hear. But really and truly, that's what we need to grab hold to. We need to know, like, okay, what is for me? What is really for me? Which is good. He wants good for us. He wants everything that we are experiencing, everything that we are blessed with, things that we're exposed to. And even if it may be negative, it doesn't mean that it has to be negative for us, right? So we need to take all of that and we turn it around for the good that he has purposed for us. And that's even if we're like, oh, you know how we are. You know how we are, okay? You ain't got to raise your hand. I'm raising my hand if you're watching me. But, you know, it's like you've been working out, you've been eating better, you're trying to do these things. And then we still will get in the mirror and know we have put in some work and we'll still sit up here and be like, oh, but look at that and look at this. And what about that? Or even when we get ready to talk to a friend, we'll be like, oh, yeah, but this, right? Or someone's like, oh, you look really nice. You're like, oh, well, this thing I've had, we all do it. And it's okay. Like, this is not pointing no fingers at you because I would have three pointing back at me, right? But it's just something that we need to kind of like take hold of. Like, why are we doing this? And a part of it is our subconscious internal scripts, right? So, for example, I will sit up here because I too am like you in this flesh, and I will think through something or think I'm thinking through something. And I will kind of have like the whole situation or the whole conversation. Like, let's say it's me and my husband and I got to go to him with something. And I'm having the whole dialogue, like trying to war game it, right? Like, how is this going to work? And I am already kind of predicting what he's going to say. And then, you know, that may alter how I approach him, or I'm going to be on the defensive when he gets ready to say something, or I might even plug in some things to offset what I'm already thinking he's thinking. You feel me? You know what I'm talking about? Or here's another example. I have been getting facials and something happened and I needed to do something. And I think I was talking about makeup or something of the sort. And Olivia comes in, my oldest, and I asked her something like, oh, do I need makeup or something? And however she answered me, I'm sorry, this is all over the place because I am in real time talking to you, but in thinking, like, she said it in a way that I was already thinking that I'm not good enough, that no matter my skin treatments, my regimens, all of this, it's not working and I still need makeup or I still need this. And I mean, I had a whole come apart. And I had to apologize to her. And I said, you know what? I was projecting on you. Because subconsciously, I'm already thinking, subconsciously and consciously, I'm already thinking, like, I am not good enough. It's not working. I still have these flaws. And I spewed that out on my baby girl. And I had to tell her, mama was wrong. You know, first of all, I'm sorry. And explain to her, I was already in my mind thinking this. And so I heard what you said. And without me understanding your intent, it was already feeding into what I thought. And so she was like, no. And I gave her the space to explain where she was coming from. And it was a really beautiful teaching moment. And it was a moment for me to be like, girl, get it together. But that's just an example, right? And I do have these examples with my husband, right? And I'm already thinking he's going to be like, well, that's not good enough. Or what about this? And blah, blah, blah. You know, thinking I have to have 80% of the solution when I go to him. But we have to realize that, yes, we have things in our subconscious that are going to come up. Probably because we haven't dealt with them. Okay. So whether you need to go to therapy or get a journal, you know, I got a couple of them out there, get that out so that we can heal those parts of us. Because if we don't, then that's going to come up and it's going to come out. So subconsciously, we may have these internal scripts of, well, this happened before, or this, so it happened before, so it looks similar, so it's going to be the same way. And it doesn't have to be the case. Women, we are very mean to ourselves. And I have experienced some women who have just like really mean conversations with themselves. And it breaks my heart. And I'm sitting here trying to pour into them. But again, yes, I can try to show that. You can try to show that to people. But sometimes if they're so into that thought, they're going to have to work through that to break that. And we are so mean. I mean, our inner critics are some of the worst. And we know Satan's going to use whatever he can, and we'll use it to get at us, right? So I think we have to be aware of that. But I think we also have to, yes, we can understand it, we can acknowledge it, like, yep, we had a bad thought, but we don't have to live and go along with the thought. Our actions don't have to take on that thought. So we need to flip it. So then, reframe it, turn it around, or use it for fuel so that it can go into the direction that you want it to go into. So these inner thoughts and these inner conversations or subconscious thoughts, we really need to get a handle on. And I'm serious, I see my therapist like every other week right now. Sometimes we go every 3 weeks, sometimes it's every week, just depending. But sometimes if it's getting too much in your mind, it may not even be the world. I mean, I think in the end, the world just helps to tip it over the edge. So we have to be mindful of the thoughts, and we need to, try to get rid of them, try to minimize them, try to flip them so that we're not being ran by them. We're not being controlled by them, if that makes sense. So in that, I will encourage you, I challenge you, to practice compassionate self-talk, right? So we can be like, oh, okay, these jeans still ain't fitting, but you're like, ooh, but they're not as tight as they used to be, right? Or I may not have reached my goal of working out 5 days a week, but you know what? I got this many steps in. I got up and I moved my body. I got some sunshine. What are the things that we can be compassionate, that we're giving ourselves grace for, that it's like, hey, because those things are going to add up. First of all, they're going to add up. Little steps, big steps, we're all moving forward, right? And they're going to add up. And you're going to probably get some momentum. You're going to keep going. And then before you know it, that is what you're feeding, because what you feed is going to grow. Okay? What you feed is going to grow. So yes, you can have the negative thought, and if you stay there and you're feeding that, then that's going to become larger. You can have the negative thought and switch it, feed that, and now you've turned it around. All right, but we want to be compassionate. We want to be, speaking life into ourselves. We already know that, the power of the tongue and that life and death lies in that, right? So it's not just about what you're speaking to other people and what you're doing for other people, but what are you speaking to yourself? What are you thinking about yourself? And then how are you taking that and growing and glowing and going from there? So we want to be compassionate with what we're speaking. We want to also know God's voice. We want to know that when we're having a moment and we can go get in some stillness and some quietness and just be, that we can hear from Him, and He's going to show us, He's going to talk to us, He's going to continue to light our path so that we can move in the direction that He has already, desired for us to be in. So we have to hear from Him. So make sure that you're keeping that connection so that, when you're footsteps, remember footsteps, everybody had like a picture of it in their house, right? With the footsteps and Jesus is carrying us. But we have to know that when we don't have it, He has it. And we have to be able to hear that and let Him, intercept and maybe take hold of some of those negative things. Let Him fight for us. We don't have to do it all. He wants us to turn to Him. So make sure that He is in your corner, because He is ready for you. So don't let Him be a last resort. Go to Him for that. Hey, I need you to lift me up, or I just need you to give me some fuel and some fire so I can fight these things, right? Because He's going to do it. He's going to be there for you. We want to also, this is kind of going with the self-talk, but replacing kind of the negative talk with the good things. So again, that's kind of with the first note. But we want to replace like shameful things, like anything that we are really, especially if you are a mama of girls. Like, I have to be careful of this too. And both of my girls are in dance. I want to be mindful of what I say to them, because even in joking, it can plant seeds that we don't want it to plant. So as we are working on ourselves and working on raising these beautiful beings, we have to be mindful that we are replacing anything that seems shameful or negative or downcast or anything that is not from God. We need to be mindful of that. And we need to make sure that not only are we speaking this to ourselves, but that they know, so that they too are speaking it to themselves, even at whatever age they're at. that they are beautiful, they are loved, they are talented, they are gifted. Yes, they are not perfect, but they can continue to work and call on God and do what He has called them to do, just like we should be doing. All right. So let's change some of that shameful language and reframe it and turn it around. And so the last thing I will say in this episode is, like, think of the micro habits to shift that inner dialogue. You know, maybe it is journaling. I'm really big on journaling. Maybe it's like, hey, take 5 minutes to just write out some things. Maybe it's writing a letter to someone. Maybe there's some stuff that you're holding on to because somebody's done something to you and you need to get it out to them. Write it out. You may not give it to them, but you're getting it out, right? So you can release that. And it's like, in forgiving them, maybe you're forgiving a piece of yourself. Maybe it is listening to meditation, you know, or reading a book, listening to a book, or listening to something that reminds you of who you are and how blessed you are to have Him to push you through. So some praise and some worship. Like, I do that on my way to work after, well, even with the kids, like, we'll have praise and worship before they get out of the car, and then I roll on with it as I'm going to work. But those things help to bolster me, to remind me, yes, I am, you know, wonderfully and fearfully made, and I am made in His image, and I am, you know, His daughter, and I am a queen in my own right and in His eyes, and I'm all of these things, because it's going to change when a mistake happens, because we're human and it's going to happen. So we have to make sure that we are pouring that into ourselves. So whether you're reading or meditating or journaling or watching something or being with a friend or being with a group, having those things built up. So when the tough times come, you already know you have something to fight back. And most important, the word. We have to have the word in us so that when those trials and tribulations come to pass, we are able to combat it. We are able to say, we're taking captive of every, what is saying, every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So anything that's negative, no, we're taking that captive, because you're going to obey who I belong to and who He's purposed me to be. And that does not belong to Him. And we're not doing it. So as we are getting into this holiday season, I know a lot of us have gone through a lot. If you're here in the States and we are trying to just, some of us are just trying to survive. And I get it, sis. I get it. But as we are making things happen, don't forget you. Let's limit these negative thoughts. Let's keep pouring into ourselves so that we can pour out to other people and just not get caught up in a negative cycle. Because we are blessed to be a blessing, and I hope that you are able to hear this, start working on it, continue to work on it, so when the times, you know, might get a little crazy with holidays, you have something to tap into, all right? So until next week, I will see you in the group. Feel free to reach out to me. Please share this with anyone that you think it could help, because it definitely helps me too, and I'll see you then, all right? Love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.